Good afternoon, good evening. This is Veronica Entwistle. I'm an intuitive and energy counselor, and what we're talking about on the air today is you and how you are a vibrational vehicle of light, and so am I. And we radiate out there in the world, and when we want to create our reality, hot diggity, it's a lot to do with what we're consciously intending, believing, a lot of hidden beliefs, a lot of reactions, and so on. What are we radiating out, and how does the electromagnetism of our radiance reach out and manifest the drama that we go into? And what is that drama all about anyway? And what does the higher self want from us? What is our higher purpose in this life? A lot of the drama that we create in this life is coming from a drive from our soul journey, which seems to want, I would call it, from what my guides and angels teach me about, that we want fulfillment, meaning a lot of our destiny is about completing and fulfilling those drives that are left from maybe incomplete experiences or great yearnings that we want to accomplish in this lifetime. And according to Bashar, and this show is all about channeling, this is show number 3 on channeling, Bashar is a wonderful being who's channeled through a fellow named Daryl Anka. And what Bashar said, and I think I said this last week on the show, what he said in a discussion we had with him recently was that all that Mother, Father, God, Creator, Spirit really looks for in our soul journey are the changes that we manifest, the creative drives that we bring forward. It's not where we're just being. And it's not about being right all the time. And I was talking to Carolyn Corey, who's another one who's going to be talking to us on Paradigm Shifter one day. She's written some wonderful books on what the universe runs like and what Creator Spirit really is. And what she says kind of links to what Bashar said, which is, as we create and unfold, as we take a chance following the impulses and the intuitive stuff that comes through us, and we become more creative and release ourselves from what Jackie Salvidi's group calls the familial chain of pain, or our inherited lineage limitations or cultural limitations and so on, as we release ourselves from these old reactive kind of designers of our reality, what happens is we actually create the potential for more, well, creativity all throughout our universe and in other universes. So it's kind of mind-boggling, isn't it? I've mentioned several channels in this first sentence. And I also channel, and I bet you some of you out there channel as well. So what we're talking about today is, what is channeling all about? This is round 3, so we're not just neophytes on this subject. But what is it all about? And what is the situation at this time on the planet that there are so many beings channeling? And as we were talking to the guides before this show, I was channeling my own guides and angels, which are a coalescence of beings, some of whom apparently are extraterrestrials, and some of whom are guides and angels, which are spiritual beings or beings of consciousness living in different dimensions and so on. I have a veritable stable, apparently, because I like doing research, so they told me. I have a veritable stable of beings, and they told me that today anyway, when we were talking about channeling, and they said that and this I think might be relevant to some of you, that's why I'm passing it on, that my own resistance to really go into a trance and channel all the time, I don't do that in my readings very much, although it's beginning to happen more and more, but my resistance to it has come from a deep kind of a doubt. I talk to more people who say that they have the imprint, or they were Mary Magdalene in another life. And I sort of laugh and go, you know, if that's so, I was probably Thomas, one of Jesus' followers, one of his disciples, who was always the doubter. I believe that I was always the doubter. So I guess I'm the imprint of Doubting Thomas right now, or at least I'm stepping out of that imprint. I don't believe that I'm going to be doing that any longer. And what would Thomas say? He would say, I don't know what to believe. And what the guides were reminding me is that deep down, I'm very spiritual, like many of you. I knew this as a little wee child. I had gone through religious upbringings in the Catholic Church. And what I knew deep down is I really wanted God, and I knew there was a lot of BS out there. I knew that there was a lot of mistake I knew that there's a lot of gurus that are, I shouldn't say gurus because I'm not trying to slang anyone here. I knew there were a lot of teachers that weren't necessarily in integrity. I always knew that as a little wee girl. And it's funny, I have a deep fear, or I used to have a deep fear in me, that if we opened to channeling, we were going directly against some of the religious rules. And I think there's even something written in the Bible about that. And lately, I've been pulling out of that and pulling out of that. I believe that's one of those limiting constructions that have been deeply embedded in my soul journey. In any case, as I release it, my channeling opens more and more, and it's very exciting. And one of the things I'd like to say about channeling is, if it's good, it's good for you. If it's good for you, it will expand you. Channels who, like when anyone's channeling, they bring the energy through their own psychological, emotional, and self-concepts. So that, for example, if a channel comes through with a very judgmental approach to you, that's coming through that person. This is not a channel whose information is going to release you. It'll cage you a bit more in either self-denial or self-criticism and so on. The channels that are really effective are bringing you open, are undoing some of the wrappings that I call the cocoons of reaction that a lot of us have from thousands of years in the universe, or maybe bazillions of years in the universe. That my guides always say this too, that as we grow, 95% of the job is releasing. Releasing, releasing, releasing. Because talk about channeling. You and I bring through our body-mind, especially our brains, we bring through a lot of the thoughts and feelings and information that come from other people, that come from our peers, that come from even lower beings, that come from the television, the radio, and all that kind of stuff that's being blasted at us, so that we'll go around having incredible beliefs, even on a collective level, about some kind of limitation. And then learning how to learn from channels is to advance so that you can help yourself release some of these beliefs long enough to understand that you're a divine being, or you're, however you accept this, you're a being whose divinity can come through when you part the veils or the curtains of that which is socially contrived reality, and it's coming at you from all sides. And it runs through our systems. We have brains like computers, and once these thoughts and feelings are, especially the thoughts, are etched into the brain pattern, it's really difficult for a lot of people to move into their center and really discover the wisdom and light that they are. So we use tools like meditation, breathing, yoga, consciousness, emptying the mind, and also channeling, healing, exploring, in order to break through the fields and the frequencies which control or limit our brains. And so we're going to talk about channeling according to the different perspectives that come through some of our more well-known channels. Excuse me. This is going to be a call-in show, too, and I'm going to get the numbers for you in a minute, and so we can talk to you about your channeling. Today I was going to talk about, we're going to do some meditations, and I was going to talk about Bashar. I already mentioned Bashar. Bashar is a wonderful being who's an alien, or he's an ET, however you want to refer to it. He's an ET, but he's also part human, so he's what they call a hybrid. And for those of you who listen to Jackie Salvitti's show on Thursday night's ET Healing, she went into quite a bit of discussion about hybrid beings, how people who were abducted at certain points, their eggs or their sperm were taken, and there's a whole race of beings in the universe who are actually hybrid, that are part human and part whatever race has come through in order to add them to their pool. So Bashar is one of those. He's also a future being. He's come in to through the past life of Daryl Anka. Now that's something to be thinking about. And his stuff is pretty interesting. He talks to you about technical things and how to, you know, design and invent things, how things work, how it is to create a vortex. He's really very powerfully technical from my perspective. And then there's Lazarus. Lazarus is an amazing one whom my partner... Oh, well, we have a caller. We'll take the caller first, and I'll carry on with these beings in a minute. Good afternoon, or good evening. You're on the air.
Good afternoon, Veronica.
Hi, Vicki. How are you?
I'm, you know, breathing.
Have you been a channel recently?
I think. Working on that.
Good.
I'm really working on being a channel to open my own heart.
Right on.
So that's why I called.
I wanted to say, the first thing I want to say, which is very relevant to talking about channeling, is that in your brain pattern, particularly in the frontal lobe and across the top of your head, you have something that is blocking universal energies. Your heart is so big, but your consciousness has been limited. We were talking about limiting consciousness by experience.
Uh-huh.
And your consciousness, it seems like the difficulty or the blocks are right in the frontal part of your brain right now.
Right.
And then the upper part of your chest in the clavicle area.
Uh-huh.
And I want to say to you, and I want people at home to pay attention to their own blocks. I want everybody to wrap yourself in light and call up that which is blocking in the brain. You see, we block in the brain in order to protect our defensive thoughts and feelings so that they don't get interrupted, right?
Mm-hmm.
And because you're a charismatic, dynamic, wonderful being, you're pretty intense about your blocks.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not just going, oh, I think I blocked this sweetly. It's like, oh, it's going to be blocked, and it's nobody's getting in there. And it's blocking you from that which you are, which is a very, there it goes, something's moving, a very intense kind of channel is what you are. And you bring through high-frequency energies right now, partly because you call them in.
Uh-huh.
And for people at home, I want you to pay attention to your own brain blocks, because remember, the brain is a computer, it's not your mind. And I want you to ask your brain to reveal to you where you're blocked. And now we're bringing in high-frequency light. It's kind of gold and white. It's coming in through the top of your head, Vicki. And I want it to move and fill, move around your brain and absolutely fill every convolution of your brain with emphasis from the center out to the front. Does that make sense to you?
It does.
And for people at home, bring in this high-frequency golden energy and bring it in through the brain. And just to be sure, let's just wash out the whole brain with it. Because when you do, especially when you get, see, when it goes down into the center of your brain, Vicki,
uh-huh,
it starts to impact your heart. Can you feel that?
Yeah.
Yeah. And remember, this is the thing the guides are saying, is that very often these energies that block want to creep back in to their nice little nesting place. Thank you very much. And the subconscious gets tweaked by various little reactive energies, and then, boom, it folds over you. It's not who you are. And because you're more of an intense soul than some people, and because you have more than some people, because you have more kind of suspicion and doubt than some people,
mm-hmm,
you close it in after yourself with a feeling like, I'll never get free. And the
right
guides are chuckling, going, sure you will. You're getting free now. You've got very powerful work to do, girl.
And it's interesting that you say that, because I was walking my walk tonight through my desert here, and as I got closer to the ending of that destination, of that journey, I started reaching up to the top of my head, because it felt like my eyes were all puffy and my forehead was pulled down, and so I was pulling a hat off, and I'd fling it.
It's to keep all those reactions safe from your perusal, girl.
But I have noticed, because my frontal lobe, I have noticed strange, like, at times I feel it being softened.
Good.
And then other times I feel it hardened, but it's getting, you know, just I'll just keep doing the gold.
I really think that you need to, and also remind yourself, the guys are very clear there, that it creeps back in to make itself safe.
It creeps in without my even knowing it?
Yeah, it's tiny, tiny triggers that come from memory places that we put our bodies. And sometimes that's what, for example, yoga is really good about. It'll keep flipping open those sensors.
Uh-huh.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Thank you for your call. I hope that helps a little.
Yeah. I just get, my issue is when it creeps back in, and how do I recognize that before it's solid rock?
You know what happens is when you point your brain intentionally to seeing and feeling those entry points, right?
Uh-huh.
You will start to notice. And if you get to the end and it already is really, it's like you've done this before where you practically are writhing in these controls that your the energy fields, the habitual patterns,
mm-hmm.
place around you. Back up, okay, call in your lights, and again, bring in these lights. When you can channel in from the universe these high-frequency electrodes, they come in just like acupuncture, even stronger at times.
Okay.
And you can do this, and they're saying this, that you've got a demand in your intention to keep becoming more and more aware before the triggers are hit.
Okay.
And you can do this because you're one of those... They're laughing at you. You're also a very funny person with a big heart.
Yeah.
Just because you're a little more dynamic than some people doesn't mean that it's the end. It's just a thing that happens in the middle.
Yeah.
And you have a right to have a very open heart. And even though you're very afraid of it, it's there for you, Vicki.
Yeah. Okay, I'm getting to work.
All right. Well, I think we did something because the frontal lobe is a lot better.
Yeah, it feels clearer now.
Yeah.
On a little level. I mean, it doesn't feel, it feels lighter, I guess that would be a better word.
Yeah, and there's a thing about the clavicle that's getting lighter, so don't underestimate how the brain, remember Braverman's work too, and the brain itself runs the heart closing, you see?
Oh.
So you get to the computer. I'm sitting here with a computer wizard, so we'll have to pick his brain.
Right,
better.
And I just, lately I've just been telling myself it's just an old program.
It is, exactly.
It's just an old program.
But you have, when we were talking about it at first, I could see this light trying to come through past that tension in your brain.
Uh-huh.
And it's very powerful. You have the ability to draw in frequencies from the universe, and that's your greatest channeling gift right now. And when you work with your hands with people, you channel in a terrific number of consciousness.
Right.
Good
so
for you.
Being so on the other part of it is since you were talking about religious and the channeling and stuff, and then sometimes I'm pretty clear, you know, and I know that high frequency energies are flowing through me.
Mm-hmm.
How do I know who they are, or do I need to know?
You don't need to know.
Okay.
What you need to know is if they're not expansive and healing, and they make you yawn and they pull you down, it's not
okay.
What you want. Sometimes we yawn because we're pulling in other people's energies, and if you work it long enough, they burst, right?
Uh-huh.
But you can tell when you're bringing something through if it weighs you down. Hello? Stomp your foot and clear. You know,
right.
You have no interest in that, thank you.
All right.
Been there, done that.
Yeah.
And you do have a lot of religious beliefs in there.
I know.
And that's okay. I mean, just say, oh, good, I found it. Just get excited. We don't need to judge it anymore because remember, the fields are moving. What?
Can I just hit the delete button, you know, delete, delete, delete?
I think that's a great idea. Just remember, Vicki, that the fields are moving so fast right now that even some of the most horrendous stuff can move very fast.
Yes, and I've felt that lately. So.
Isn't that neat?
Yeah.
Thank you so much for your call. And
thank
blessings.
You.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye. And that was a good call. That was a real expression of the very difficulty that we all have giving the presence of the higher frequencies a dominant situation. So I'm going to talk about the nature of different channels, like Lazarus. Now, Lazarus is amazingly complex. He works with energy. He's never been physical. And he's a wonderful, I guess we could call him also a coalescence or a collection of beings that have never been physical. And he presents himself through Jack Purcell. He's always been through the same channel, and he said it's taken Jack a long, long time, many, many lifetimes, to be able to hold the frequencies that he is. Now, with Bashar's channel, he says that the reason that he can come through him is because he's one of his past lives. In Lazarus teaches so many different techniques, and he takes you into the dark stuff and walks you out through these metaphorical visualization techniques. They're amazing. You should check out his website and run some of his meditations if you haven't done that. Jackie Salvitti, whom a lot of you have heard on Thursday nights, is an amazing channel as well. And her beings are quite a collection, as she calls them ETs, but there are other beings in there that come from Source and so on. And she goes into a state and they come through. And they don't tell you that much about yourself, really. but the energy fields that come through, holy mackerel. You have no question in your mind, but you're lifted and transported to a higher level of consciousness. And Carolyn Mace's stuff, remember way back in the 80s when she really started to be big. I think it was 87 where I was turned on to her her work with AIDS. And at that point, nobody thought there was any way of helping people with AIDS. And she was channeling information. It was really powerful. It really shook us all. And I remember the only one of these things that I got really annoyed about is she was channeling, and at the time I was already an intuitive and was doing some channeling of my own and wanted to get stronger and better. So I wanted to study with her, and she would not allow us, those of us who were intuitive, she wouldn't allow us to come in and study her courses until we learned how to be intuitive her way. And I found that was kind of interesting. Barbara Brennan has a version of that, that you should never trust a healer who doesn't have a university degree or something. So I took a real umbrage to them because essentially they're right in a way, which is that if you have an education, for example, then you have a much more carefully constructed brain pattern for bringing through and holding bigger information. But that isn't necessarily true either. There are some stunning channels that are very uneducated and that do amazingly complex things. So anyway, that's just that. Barbara Brennan set up a whole school of energy healing, and that's really exciting. And she got all her information from her guides as well. So this learning how to channel and bringing through, you can bring through entire systems of energy healing. Carolyn Mace changed the face of healing quite across the country, I would say, maybe around the world. We have another caller, and I'll finish my little prattle about these different types of channeling in a minute. So, hello, you're on the air.
Hello, Veronica. It's Brian.
Hi, Brian. I knew it was you. Are you channeling these days?
Well, I was going to ask you that, like, how's my channeling? And in what way does it come through?
Okay, what it looks like is you bring it in through the top of your head, okay? And it's at the back part of the top of your head for some reason. This is how you look to me, okay? Now, some of my visions are metaphorical, so you can correct me, but that's what it looks like. And the other thing it looks like is you're being gifted from spirit right now to help you move out some of the other, remember I talked about the cocoon of reactive energy that surrounds us that comes from many lifetimes of experience?
Yes.
And you're being gifted. It's like spirit and spirit flow energy is coming through and helping you knock aside some of these that might dominate your thought process or your behavioral process. And I can see that happening through the top of your head. It's really funny. Not funny ha-ha, but it's kind of interesting because it's a different style than some people would have.
Yeah.
Do you ever get the feeling you're being kind of knocked over the head?
Oh, it's pressure in my head.
Yeah, okay.
From the third eye to the crown chakra.
Yeah, okay.
That's where I feel the most pressure. I'll feel it at different times during the day, throughout the day.
Okay, now have you ever done this? This is something that everybody at home can try. Some of those pressures, and I often tease people, I'll say, sometimes you don't know if your third eye is opening or if you're getting a sinus headache. But if you drop your attention to the base of your spine, or actually into the perineum, which is this, that flesh at the bottom of the torso, if you drop your attention in there and color it up bright, clear red, as if you're a little imp in there, or you can color it up in a really intense, raging purple, you drop your attention down there, and very often that will dismantle the way your frequencies are holding themselves in your body at any given time.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really, can you feel it? Now, when we did that, I felt like your arms got kind of...
I'm placing my right hand over my solar plexus.
Okay, great. Do you feel...
I can feel a little heat.
Okay.
Yes.
What about on the top of your head? Is anything changing there? Is it still just the same pressure?
Not so much on the third eye, but just on the very, very top, yes, a little bit.
And so it's still the same?
Okay, wait a minute.
You can say it is still the same.
I'm starting to feel a little bit now.
Okay. To me, it looks like it got softer and a little lighter. And I would say, okay, drop your attention to the perineum again. Remember that place at the bottom of the torso. Drop your attention there and brighten up that light in there. Yeah.
The color, you said purple?
I would use whatever color comes up, because I would use purple or I would use red. But when I look at yours right now, I'm seeing a streak of gold and some green and some purple and a little red. So I would say if that's what comes up for you and it's bright and clear and radiant, let that be the color.
Mm-hmm. And also my hands. I was wondering, I'm starting to see green around my hands.
Perfect. Like a, what does that
like
mean?
Like a glow or something. I wasn't sure if that was chlorophyll, whatever you call that, certain elements of the body and the DNA that causes this. I don't know. But my vision, I'm starting to see my physical vision, the green glow around my fingers and fingertips. Is that a healing energy?
It's a healing energy.
Ah.
You love it. It's wonderful. Be proud.
Oh, yes.
Not obnoxiously proud. I mean, just real respectful.
Yes, it feels good.
We've got to turn and respect these gifts that come through.
Yes.
Because the point of channeling at all is to raise the consciousness of our personal empowerment in the collective and in our own world, you know?
Yeah.
And you're going to be very much in the spiritual teaching mode in a while, and you need all of these things.
Yeah, I wasn't sure how if your guides could tell me anything about my gifts on the healing, the hands-on.
You have several kinds of healing coming through. It's almost like your body wants to light up, and you will do hands-on and touching people, but you will do something that has to do with seeing people and being able to, through just looking at them, know where to put your hands. And you're just going to know a lot and see a lot. I don't know if you'll actually see visually as much as you'll know, and you'll direct your consciousness toward people. And that's going to evoke in them a shifting field, a shifting energy. And
so,
that's going to help people a lot, darling.
Is it like when I'm in their presence, when I'm next to them or laying on my hands on them, is it because my aura field is a little bit lighter and the frequencies are higher where I'm, mingling with their aura field, and so it brightens their energy?
Yeah, you could say that. It's like training wheels, isn't it?
Ah, yes.
And it's also another way to call it is like activating other people. But I have to say to you is your frequency is going to start getting higher and higher. But the other thing is you're bringing through. It's like you're a vehicle to conduct higher fields to them. The clearer you get, the more able you are to conduct universal fields into their body.
Yeah, I've been playing around with that lately here, just placing my hand over my body and then like running my hand along my arm just to feel the heat come from my fingertips and the hand.
Great.
The palm. Just getting used to, that's how you say it, getting used to the energies, these different frequencies or energies of light.
It is so wonderful. And
oh, it is.
And, I think you're going to love it.
Yeah, and another one more thing is one important thing, and I'm really starting to understand this much better now, is how important a healthy diet is.
Are you asking or telling me?
It seems that way. I don't know. I'm asking then, isn't it?
Well, it's funny because you mentioned chlorophyll, and I'm going, yeah, the more green stuff you get going
the green leaf, and it absorbs light, so when you're eating the green leafy vegetables.
It creates light, doesn't it?
It seems like that. And the water. Water has how I never realized how important that is. So much important, how important that is to the body.
Right, and alkalizing.
Yes, alkalizes the body, helps fight against, you know, all kinds of stuff.
The other thing is you've got to remember this about food is that if you're, for example, hiding in anger, you might be craving a certain kind of, let's make it up, hamburger, because hamburger's resonance can, it doesn't always, but it can resonate with that anger, and so you fuel your anger. So when you're
Probably chocolate sometimes. When I get angry, I like a bowl of ice cream or something, or cookies, chocolate cookies. So.
Yeah, but if you know... Let me tease you a bit that the ice cream is a way of placating those feelings.
Yeah, I know.
What I was trying to say is if we can learn that we actually sometimes fuel the feelings that we want to get rid of, or we cover them up, but if you're doing something like greens, you're actually changing them and neutralizing them.
Yeah, I've been eating a little bit more healthier here nowadays. So
yeah, and
sometimes we
do stuff for fun, Brian. Sometimes
I know.
Go ahead
I guess we're human.
go have a Sunday on a Saturday, whatever. And chocolate has some sort of hormones in it make people relax. It doesn't make me feel good, or I'd probably be doing that too.
Yeah. And one last thing before I let you go, Veronica. Outside on our grass in our backyard, we have a circular, it's like a round indention in the grass. Its radius is probably about 5-6 feet across.
What is it?
And the grass looks like nothing's grown there, kind of. The grass looks different, like a circular, like something was landed or placed there. Hmm. I was wondering if you could look at that.
Isn't that weird? It looks like a little machine of some sort that was there.
Oh, what's that again?
It seems like it was sort of a machine that was there.
I wasn't sure if this was from star beams or just energy vortexes around that made the circular indention, kind of like crop circles. I wasn't sure.
Yeah, it looks like it's from an etheric being, but it's kind of a machine-like thing. I don't know what's that small. What's the area again?
I'm in Indiana.
Mm-hmm. No,
in the backyard.
How big was it?
The radius across was probably about 5 to 6 feet across. And it's round. It's a pure circle. But the indention, the grass, it's like something was there, like something, a presence was there. Something was landed there.
It looks to me like it was some kind of pod. It was like an egg-shaped pod with a flat bottom.
Is this the little people that are around me, or is this a different star beam?
I believe it was. I believe it's something, some temporary visitation from almost like a... almost like a lifeboat from a big boat, a little life hover thing coming from a bigger ship.
Like a scout ship.
Yeah, and I don't know if that's possible. I have to look that up, but that's what I'm seeing right now. And the beings are small and very light, and they have a lot of light white and green energy themselves.
Are they still around, or are they just here to help? Or?
Yeah, they're just here to help. They're actually exploring. You said scouting. Very kind, little light beings, little white beings.
Huh, that's why I see the sparkle of them on the corner of my eyes.
Yeah, and I don't, to me they're very cute, and they're not around all the time. Now remember, everybody, that these beings that are in different dimensions to ours, we don't always have the eyes to see them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we don't see them. It's not magic, it's just vibration, and we have to learn to resonate into that. And
so
I just want to laugh and laugh, Brian. It's fun.
So if I just sit in that spot and meditate, would that really open me up?
Yes, I think so. You should notice, I was just going to say, you should notice a vibration shift in yourself.
Yes, I think that's what they're wanting me to do, probably.
Well, honey, I think that's what your whole operation is right now. How old are you now?
I'm only 32.
Okay. By 39, you're a full-bore, healing, conscious, teaching kind of guy.
Oh, wow.
So you got the woman that's coming on in the next show, the Paradigm Shifter, is Eve Kerwin, and she's talking about her book, The Awakening. But her book is fascinating because it's all about how she was awakened in order to channel White Buffalo Woman.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to listen to that. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, and she's really, I'll tell you why I'm excited looking at you. I'm going, the process that you're undergoing over the next 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 years is kind of like what she went through. Of course, the drama is going to be different, but she itemizes steps. I find her book is really remarkable that way because she's able to delineate the process and I would read it if I were you, or certainly listen to her.
Awakening, okay.
But you're going to really open up more and more. You're going to turn into quite a different person than you are now because the real Brian's coming up.
Yes, yes.
The other thing about Eve is she was activated by a visit to a ship.
Maybe that's worth listening to. A little bit more clearing for me and some other things, and maybe that's what we're waiting for.
Well, honey, you know what? It's coming to you anyway. You notice you can't seem to avoid it. It's coming through.
No, and it's because I want this so bad.
Because you know why?
I just have to let go and stand aside and just allow it to flow through me without... The fear is releasing. I have no problem with that. I guess sometimes I want to control how it happens, so maybe that's a little bit of fear. But now I just realize it's just let it happen, Brian.
You know something, Brian? You've known your whole life this is going to happen. It just is a slower process than you like.
Yes, ever since I was younger, that's true.
wonderful. So keep us posted.
I shall, Veronica. And
if
you and Bob,
if you learn to fly, you teach us how.
Yes, you and Bob have a wonderful evening.
You too. Thanks for your call.
All right, God bless.
God bless.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Well, that was exciting. He's a real, like many of you, he's a person on the path. He's coming up with his own awakening. So I was talking about Carolyn Mace and Barbara Brennan, who set up, they're both channels, and they set up huge institutions from their learning. Carolyn Mace instituted consciousness of this kind of thing across the board. She was so entertaining. She probably still is. I haven't heard from her lately, or I hadn't heard much that she's done lately. She doesn't know me at all. Barbara Brennan certainly has turned out a number of energy healers. And for those of you who read Michael Newton's books, Journey of Soul and Destiny of Soul, they're remarkable. He is not a channel, but he was doing a lot of hypnotherapy with people. And then during their sessions, they were coming up with connections of their life between lives. So you could call his material also channeled material. And he talks a lot about between lives and in, on the other side, through the veil, how people use energy to heal the souls that come on through. And it's really in cahoots with or in alignment with, for example, the kind of energy healing that I've been taught from my guides and angels, directly from them, is very, very similar. So that tells me not that I'm right or wrong, but that there's a common pattern that goes on with these things, and the Barbara Brennan stuff and so on. Then there's, then there's Ma Fu. Many years ago, I had a girlfriend who was a channel, and she channeled Narayan on. It was wonderful, and she and I talked a lot. And as I said to you, I was fairly resistant about channeling, although surreptitiously I used to channel. But it was wonderful. Narayan would come through, and he would. I experienced a great deal of learning from him, and there was no question that he was a being. He was very different from my friend Annie. In any case, she had studied a great deal with Ma Fu, who is a channeled being as well, who teaches a mystery school. And oh my, I had many, many, many of his tapes. And he taught me a great deal about discipline, about clearing, and about sounds, clearing with breath, with sounds, with body movement, and consciousness and so on. It was wonderful, and I've just realized he's now online. I lost him for a while, couldn't find him anywhere, because I disconnected from my friend Anne. We're reconnecting now. But Ma Fu's work is very, very intense and really pushes you through it. Then, of course, there's everybody's favorite, Ramtha. Ramtha was came through Jay-Z Knight when she was playing, and a number of us are doing this. I remember trying to write. I'll just finish this thought, and then I'll take your call. Trying to write with a pyramid on my head to see if my head would, and see if the pyramid would help me create better writing. Well, anyway, Jay-Z Knight did some of that kind of thing as well. And then lo and behold, there's this amazing Lord that came through her. And we'll talk about him after we talk to this Lord or lady who's just called our show. Good afternoon.
Hi, Veronica. It's Donna Morris.
Hi, Donna Morris. Welcome to the show.
Hi there. So I've been listening with great interest.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Do you have a question? Your energy feels so beautiful, very light.
Thank you. Well, I did do the Vortex training, and I really loved it. And I think I'm going to do some more because I liked it so much.
And we should tell people at home that Vortex Healing is a very organized system of bringing through high-frequency universal energies in order to do healing. Would you explain it that way?
Yes, that's a perfect explanation.
And that Donna Morris is a wonderful therapist who does meditation work and healing work, and you've just taken it to expand your talents, right?
Yeah, I really like it a lot. And so I was interested in just having you look at my system and see, I don't know, just what you see.
You have a number. Oh, see, I say as if everybody could see what I see. All intuitives see a little differently, so you don't need to worry about that. Wrap yourselves in light, people, because we're going to do a little exploration through Donna with your permission.
Yes, you have it.
What you've been doing, have you been practicing every day? Because what you've got going is a light coming through, and what it's bringing up in you are some of these clouds or densities.
Yes.
Okay. So you have, to me, a really strong light, and you have these densities beside it.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that we can do an energy clearing for all the listeners as well. Let's do that.
Great.
Right? I had to put down my cup of tea because usually I wave my hands around doing this. Good thing we're not on TV. Or maybe it would be fun, eh?
It would be.
So everybody wrap yourself in light, and we're going to call in. We use a vortex healing style. And we're going to call in the violet fire. And again, back to the perineum. We're going to move it up through the perineum. And we're going to run violet fire up through the perineum. And move it right up through your body. And in the case of Donna, I'll be specific with Donna, but I'd love to get your feedback on what you're experiencing. And we're going to run the violet fire up through your belly, and we're going to move it. This is a different way of using vortex, but that's how my guides use it.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're going to do is move it right up. The left side of your body has these strong kind of little clouds coming off them. And we're going to run it right up through your body, encouraging it to be strongest on whichever side. I'm saying left, but we could be mirroring. There. And we're moving the violet fire up through the body and into those little densities and watching them shift frequency and move past. Good. And then we're moving up into your neck, your throat.
Mm-hmm.
Your neck is really having a hard time, darling. Did you know that?
I didn't know that, but that fits.
So for everyone at home, I want to remind you that the neck kind of represents consciousness of self. And in that consciousness of self, when someone like Donna, who's already very strongly spiritual, wise, metaphysical, is growing like mad, her neck looks darker and thick. And that's because the fields want to move up in it's kind of a spiraling way, and they transform in the neck. And they transform so they can come out in your voice, in your words, with a higher frequency, don't they? So when you say hello to someone, they go, hot diggity, that girl is really smart. And so we move up, there we go. We're moving the violet fire up through the neck. And let's center right in the center of the brain and see in there a violet white light right in the center of the brain. And have that light just be burning and burning, and then it starts to grow, and it moves right out through the brain, right out to the edge of the skull. Yeah. And it takes it a minute, and you want to feel it moving because it's changing the frequencies in all the convolutions of the brain. So it's a big job.
Mm.
And it's going to radiate outside the skull and be maybe an inch or two beyond the skull, or perhaps 6 inches, see how far you can get it out there. There we go. And now we're going to take that violet fire, shoot it up through the top of your head, up into the great central sun, back down, and then swing it round and round your body so you're in this cocoon. And that's moving. It's almost like dust. We're moving these funny little densities that come from your clearing process. And you should be feeling a little different frequency right now.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel that?
Mm-hmm. It's lighter.
Okay. And we're asking our guides and angels and higher selves to keep commanding total release of that now and transform all the ending of those things. Because you're on a fast track here. You're much tighter now, look. But you're going to be on a fast track of change, darling.
Mm.
And that means, everybody at home, what it means is we sometimes have a bumpy ride. We sometimes have emotions and we have things that come out that we think we should be beyond. No, we want to get as clear as we can, and the energies are speeding up, and we're going to bump our way through some of it.
Right. Yeah, it does seem like doing the vortex really, you know, stirs up deep karmic patterns.
Isn't that wonderful?
Mm-hmm. Actually, it is.
Yeah, and I feel like Rick Wineman, I believe, started vortex healing in a system from channeling as well.
Oh, he did too. Okay.
Yeah, he came. It came through him.
Mm.
mm-hmm. I believe, when he was in India, and I think he was even a bit of a reprobate at the time.
Mm-hmm.
But he was gifted with this energy running through him, and he helped some man who was in a hopeless physical case. I can't remember the story.
Mm.
But he knew then he could continue to do more and more of that work. So what he did was gave permission to the energies and did self-purification so that he could refine their flow through his being and teach others.
Huh.
So actually channeling has helped a whole lot of people become pretty amazing healers, hasn't it?
Yes. Uh-huh. So he brought it, came through him, and then he's transmitting it to other people.
Yeah, and teaching. I mean, it's a pretty strident teaching tool because you have to really learn a lot, don't you?
Yeah, that's. But I have to say, it was so palpable and so undeniable, just feeling the frequencies, because there wasn't as much talking as there was transmission.
Yes, I love that.
So it sort of bypassed, oh, God, I have to share this very interesting thing. The night before, before I went to sleep, there was like a bright blue kind of globe that came to me with my eyes shut. And at that night, I had this very incredible dream. And in the dream, the dream annoyed me, because I knew it was an important dream, but I didn't understand it.
Hmm.
And it wasn't until I finished the training that I understood the dream. And the dream was basically telling me, don't over-intellectualize, because it was this beautiful structure, like Corinthian columns. It was just this gorgeous, massive structure that I was rearranging all the furniture in, and then I was taken outside by a being, and it was showing me the roof line, and along the roof line there were all these perfectly set tiles, but they were all upside down. So in other words, it had been overdone.
Oh my.
You know? And I realized later I think what the meaning was is, like, don't get too in your head about this. Don't overstructure this. And so when I was first there, I was having a lot of arguments with myself based on my psychotherapy training and some of the things that were being said. And then at some point I found I couldn't think. Because I don't know how to explain this, but it's almost like my brain, it didn't entirely switch off, but I just found that I was more in the frequency rather than analyzing and thinking. And I was like that for the whole training.
That's wonderful. And actually, I want to say one thing for everybody at home as well, is that when you change the energy, you actually change a lot of your thoughts. And that's another thing that's a good indicator of good channeling work, is that the thoughts will change to expand and hold a larger picture.
That's exactly what happened.
Isn't that interesting? So we
got out of my ego, sort of, in the sense of my over-identification with being a therapist and looking at things a certain way. It's almost like I just backed way up from that.
How wonderful.
And at first I was sort of fighting it, but then I just sort of realized it was futile.
Well, there's another thing here which you just brought up that's really important, is grappling with our ego, and then another thing is grappling with our identity.
That's it.
And grappling with the marketplace. You know what I mean? It's like,
yeah.
It's like if we bypass oil and fossil fuels, there's a huge fight going on, because many people's security rests upon that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So as we expand and flow, there is that fallout of it. So I'm really glad you brought that up. And people have to be vigilant that you change the energy and change the reality. But if we trust that the new reality will be a secure reality,
mm-hmm.
and have its own marketplace or whatever.
Yeah, it's bigger base.
Yeah, it's hard for human beings, but we're doing it.
Right.
And that probably explains as well some of those little dust bunnies that were floating
mm-hmm,
out,
mm-hmm,
you know,
sure.
from under the bed of your mind, you know.
You could get that big cosmic vacuum going.
And we can do that too, right?
Uh-huh.
I think Dr. Seuss built that, didn't he?
What's that?
The cosmic vacuum.
What about it?
I just said I think Dr. Seuss built that.
Oh.
Anyway, Dawn, thank you so much for your call.
You're welcome. Thank you so much.
It was a very illuminating call, and blessings to you. Good work.
Thanks.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. I hope that many of you felt some of the changes that went along with that energy work right there. That was very exciting stuff. I also want to mention Galexis. Galexis is another collection of consciousness of beings who has such a dynamic personality and has led many people for, 20-odd years into experiencing the release of and the understanding of past life and the impact on now and the greater good for yourself and the whole planet. It's really wonderful stuff. And our, there are many, many more. I just wanted to bring some of this up. And our guest, my paradigm shifter this week, is Eve Kerwin. Now, Eve channels White Buffalo Woman. Eve's going to join us, and she's going to do some channeling. And I don't know if we'll accept callers, but we might, actually. She's going to do some channeling and some talking. Her book, which is called The Awakening, The Life and Work of Eve Kerwin, White Buffalo Woman, is so wonderful. And I was telling Brian this on his call, and all of you, if you were listening, that the way she describes the awakening and the opening up to being able to channel, it's really riveting, and it also activated me. If you're reading stuff that's coming from someone who's got a higher consciousness and a higher frequency energy, I'll tell you what, it will awaken all kinds of old limiting, what do we call them? It's like unsnap a bunch of the way you've designed yourself and open you to much greater energy fields. And she, as a channel, says that very often when she's engaging people, well, I'll take this call. When she's engaging people in her work, guess what? They wake up. So you have 3 minutes for this call. Hello?
Oh, hello. It's Dominic from London.
Hi, Dominic from London. How are you doing?
I'm fine. Yes, yes. I've just been having some strange things happening, like strange little whispering voices mentioning book titles and names that I don't know. And I have no idea what they were about, and I've been having much firmer conversations with my spirit guide, Jemima, so I think my intention in trying to be a channeler is kind of getting, I don't know, it's expanding a little bit.
Did you say expanding a little bit?
Yes.
I think that you're quite potentially a strong channel. I want to make sure you eat right.
I believe I do, yes.
Good.
I have a good meal every day.
I'm very glad. You need to have lots of greens. Do you do that?
Yes.
Okay. Because I look at your brain pattern and I go, okay, you're very, very sensitive, and you really need to make sure that you fuel your brain enough to handle all those high-frequency energies, because you can take in, this is the dangerous part of channeling for all of us, me included, you can take in a lot of astral hoo-ha that starts nattering and confusing us. And when that happens, it's good to close it down right now, do some really intense breathing exercises, drink a lot of water, and light the candles, perhaps sage, clean the environment, and talk to your higher beings and say, all that comes through, is it coming through in the name of Christ or whoever you pray to, but use a holy name. Because I have to do this periodically, where all of a sudden what comes through is just confusing. That is not okay. Excuse me. I can confuse myself, right?
Mm-hmm.
Be very strict, Dominic.
Yes, but usually it's kind of things that I know about, I can only experience. But now, you know, more things that I don't know about, which is quite interesting.
Well, that's a good thing. I mean, that
yes,
can be a
you know,
very
like,
good
thing. Like having a name that I'd never known before popping through, even though it's probably meaningless. It's very interesting that it can come through, and I can think, oh, I can have another name coming through that I wouldn't know, and it might lead to something else, but it's very firm.
I say that that's okay, but I would sure be careful that if you're playing with the astral, you learn to shut it down and be absolutely clear yourself and keep. I think of the capo. You know, a guitar has a capo, and so you can raise the key, the tone of the string. Do you know what that is?
So, can you repeat that again?
Never mind. I just feel like at times you want to ask for a higher frequency energy. Keep pushing to go up in frequency. And unfortunately, I have to end this because we're going to move to the next show.
Well, lovely to talk to you again. Okay, well, cheerio and goodbye.
Cheerio to you, and thank you for your call, Dominic.
Okay, bye.
Bye. This is Veronica Entwistle being bossy about being very disciplined about channeling. Don't put up with any hoo-ha. If it doesn't feel right and it feels like you're just getting mixed up, you need to take time, stop, clear, absolutely clear. Call in Mother, Father, God, and Creator Spirit and your own higher self and your guides. I was going to do the higher self meditation. We didn't even meditate this time, but I'm going to see you at the top of the hour with our wonderful guest, Eve Kerwin, who's channeling the White Buffalo Woman. So stay tuned. I think it's going to be really fun. See you at 5 o'clock West Coast time, and over in the UK, it's going to be 1 a.m., and it'll be 8 o'clock on the East Coast. So I'll see you at the top of the hour.